Good night.
All right. Thank you. The meeting will now come to order. Today is November 14, 2018 SCAC meeting. We have four board members here today, and now I'm going to open up the floor for public comments. Are there any public announcements? Jim?
It's a minor thing, but perhaps there can be some investigations. The trees on Main Street are in really terrible shape, which is not surprising, because when they were put in, first of all, they had the wrong trees, which I had to point out to the inspector, and he finally agreed that they were the wrong trees. They took them away, they brought the right trees, but they were root-bound. So they just planted them out of the boxes with solid roots. I took videos. You maybe recall this, maybe not.
So I remember a little bit about it.
I took videos of that, sent it to the county, and basically said, these trees won't live because they're root-bound. And I talked to the people when they were planting them, and they had no idea what they were doing and how they were supposed to, you know, ruffle those roots up to at least give them a chance to get established. And then finally, the county arborist agreed that they were wrongly planted, but they couldn't do anything because the inspector approved it. And so we started out almost with no chance. And so now, you know, I don't know.
How many years ago was this, Jim? How many years ago?
Not that many.
Oh, like three,
four, five,
okay,
six.
Four. Yeah.
I mean, it's been, you know, some time.
Yeah.
But the real question is, can we get the ones that have died or are close to dying replaced? And then in the long term, can we do something to, especially during periods of drought? I water the ones in front of my property, mm-hmm. but, you know, I don't expect, you know, everybody to do that. And, mm-hmm. and actually, I have a water shortage, so, but I still, mm-hmm. you know, I'm trying to keep them alive. But it's going to be a shame when we end up with, yeah. with all these either dead or empty tree spots on Main Street. And really, it's just because it was almost a losing mm-hmm. cause from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a tree commission in Alameda County, believe it or not. So we should contact our representative on this tree commission. No, we have a tree commission.
So, Chris, could we have District 2 follow up on this?
Yeah,
with the tree commission?
My name is Bill O'Pair. I'm with the Public Works Agency.
Oh.
And I can have our arborist take a look at those trees and see, you know, how they were planted, what the issue was, and what can be done. If there is an issue with the trees, what can be done to either if they're under warranty or what the issue is. So I think you said the ones that are along Main Street, is that the only ones that are
yes, on Main Street. It's part of the Main Street Improvement Project.
Okay, so for the public works.
Yeah.
What kind of trees are they, Jim? What kind of trees are they?
Were those the red
buds?
Well,
they're red buds, but they're yeah. Texas red buds. So they bought them in Texas, not in California. But they got a good price from them. Because probably nobody else would buy them because they were root bound. But at first they brought the wrong trees. Actually, they weren't red buds. But I pointed out to the inspector because I had the specifications for the project, and he insisted that no, those are the right trees. And so I said, well, you know, just check it out. Well, he went and checked it out and said, oh, you're right, the wrong trees. And the next day they came and picked them all up, took them away. And then brought a bunch of new trees. And these were Texas red buds. I think the
okay,
plant is called for red buds.
Yeah.
And okay. why we had to get Texas red buds, I don't know, except they obviously were readily available. And I'm sure they got a very good price on them. But you said sort of
okay, but I hear people are going to, like Public Works and Chris are going to follow up on it. Really need to move. Mm. Move.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any other public announcements? Okay.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, Rosemary.
I got this card in the mail, postcard, and I actually read it. And it says, EBCE is your new local electricity provider, and that got my attention. You will be getting a single bill that includes electric delivery charges from PG&E, blah, blah, blah. So I looked online, and I don't remember anything coming in front of the council about this. It's Alameda County Joint Powers, so we now have an electricity. Did anyone know this?
I haven't seen it.
Pleasanton, Newark, and Alameda opted out. So apparently we opted in because no one asked, we didn't opt out. So I know nothing about this.
So I can provide some information on that. So the county formed...
The question is, I know what it is because I looked it up. The question is, why didn't Sunol know about it? Or did we know about it and I just forgot?
From what I understand, that's the way customers were noticed. The city councils and the incorporated cities had a presentation from this newly formed...
What about us?
So, from what I understand, this newly formed entity made presentations to the city councils to see if the cities wanted to opt in or out. Pleasanton, Newark decided not to opt in. Alameda
had
didn't
their
receive
own.
A presentation because they already
there were no
municipal authority.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if the East Bay Community Power presented to the Castro Valley MAC. It sounds like they didn't present to the Sunol MAC.
This is quite a shock to get this on a postcard. And I thought they were trying to sell me something, and it says, it's your new electricity provider. So I read further, and I don't know. I was a little upset. I didn't know about it. Everyone else get this postcard? Did you read it?
It's been discussed for a couple of years.
Okay, well.
By Alameda County.
But not here.
Okay, that's my comment.
Okay. So, Chris, could we have somebody come to the council and talk about this in the future in 2019?
Yeah. Now that we're clients, we are enrolled. We're customers. Yep.
Well, you have until June 2019 to opt out of this program if you want to as well. Okay. Are there any other public announcements? Okay, we're going to move on to reports. So we do not have a report from Alameda County Fire Department or the Sheriff's Office.
There was.
Okay. Yeah, so Bonnie Terra reported that there was 19 calls for service through yesterday. None of those calls were fire. And just today there was a 20-acre grass fire that is now fully contained, and that was on the Palomares.
Okay. All right. Do we have an update from the Sunol Septic Working Group, Connie?
We did not meet this month.
All right.
Just working on the feasibility study.
And then do we have an update from Sunol FireSafe?
No. We have chipping day scheduled for this weekend. With the air the way it is, we are thinking about canceling it because you shouldn't be out there with any kind of equipment and you shouldn't be out there breathing this air. So we will reschedule.
Okay. And then we're going to move on to council comments. Chris, did you have a comment?
I received an email from the ACE consultant, Brian Delino. They conducted their follow-up on the small fire zone on Main Street. They held their crossing diagnostic meeting on Thursday, the 8th of last week. The meeting was attended by folks from the Federal Rail Administration, the California Public Utilities Commission, Alameda County, and the New York Railroad. Let's see here. The day prior to the meeting, and the day of the meeting, FRA witnessed multiple unsafe motorists operating in and around the crossing. FRA almost directed UP to start sounding the horn due to the unsafe actions of the motorists that they witnessed. I can't stress enough how important it is to obey the traffic laws in and around the rail crossing. If there is one incident at the crossing, the quiet zone could become invalid and trains will begin to sound their horn again by law. Actions that were witnessed by the FRA and Brian were motorists making U-turns on the rail crossing between the gates, which took multiple turns to get out of the UP right-of-way and back onto the road. Motorists parked on the UP right-of-way next to the cabinet, then exiting the UP right-of-way by backing up within the gate crossing and into the adjacent driveway, then continuing east on Main Street. Hopefully that makes sense to folks who are more familiar with the street.
pedestrian trespassers walking from Bond Street to Main Street using the right of way, and vehicles stopping on the crossing within the gates. The FRA asked if the sheriff could provide more enforcement or education for motorists at the crossing. The FRA noted that the day before the meeting, multiple trespassers were witnessed in the UP right of way. Remember that no one should be walking inside the UP right of way. This is unsafe, and the train is required to sound the horn when a trespasser nears the tracks. The meeting was productive and positive in regards to removing the asphalt median. All parties understood the conflicts and unsafe conditions it is creating at the grade crossing. However, the formal process must still be conducted, and so his next steps are going to be the FRA and CPUC recommended some additional traffic control items to be added to the grade crossing. Some were in conjunction with the median being removed. Items included a small amount of red curb near the gate on the eastbound approach and bollards on the southeast driveway exit to Main Street. Brian and his consulting group through ACE will be marking these up on a print to provide outreach to the community and nearby businesses to understand their concerns. So what Brian's committed to doing is developing these plans and proposals, then bringing back out to the community, doing some direct outreach to the businesses adjacent to the crossing as he develops the plans, and then meeting with this group to discuss it publicly before trying to advance it through the approval process.
Are there any signs on the UP right-of-way saying that there shouldn't be any people there?
I'm not sure, but I can ask him.
I don't know how people would know unless there are signs.
Okay.
Did we talk about timing?
Timing?
Yeah, when we might see him again, when we might get the cut in the asphalt.
He did mention timing in this, but I would imagine that since you're not meeting in December, that at your January meeting, I would imagine that would provide sufficient time to develop those plans and have something to, you know, speak to you all about.
That'd be great.
It seems like the lack of enforcement is a factor that needs to be addressed. I've never seen any enforcement of any kind taking place there. And if you stand there for 10 or 15 minutes, you are going to see people, you know, basically, you know, driving across the tracks, you know, instead of, you know, going over the curb. And as long as people know that there's going to be no enforcement, it's basically communicating to them, go ahead and do that. And if there is some enforcement for a short period of time, it probably would help greatly.
And maybe a sign saying, do not cross the tracks.
There is a sign.
Does it say do not enter?
I don't remember what it says, but I'm pretty sure there is a sign. Are there any other staff comments?
I need to leave early because I have...
Okay. So my only comment is item number 7 is not going to be on the agenda for tonight. It's going to be moved to a later meeting. So I think we can move on to the proposed fountain on Main Street traffic island with Public Works. I think Bill is here.
Yeah, well, we actually received a proposal from an applicant. I'm not sure if he's here or not. To install a fountain. The fountain would not have any water. They want to plant some plants in the fountain. It's actually in the new median. The plan, I think, if everyone got a copy of the plan when they walked in, they have to show the approximate location. The irrigation would be from the drip line boxes, be fully maintained by the event center. We wanted to bring it to the small committee, Chris had recommended, just get some input. To see if there's some issues that you have and want them to address with the application. Like I said, we have received the permit from the applicant, but we did want to bring it to your committee to get any input that you might have. Should I want to open up any comments that people might have?
Looks like a very nice plan.
Yes.
I'd just like to go on record as saying I think it's out of character for Sinol to have that thing up in the middle of the island. I really don't like it.
Why is there no water? It's a fountain. Why is there no water?
This is what the applicant's proposing. It's not something that Public Works is building or will be maintaining. The event center will be installing and maintaining it.
But it's on county property.
Yeah, and we will permit it. That's why we will have to issue a permit to the
applicant. Why would you permit a fountain that has no water?
It's a planter in the shape of a fountain. I think it's going to be beautiful. I think it's going to be a real asset to Main Street.
And how tall will this fountain be?
7 feet is what I understand.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They gave us a picture of the one that's in the event center.
Yeah, I think it's going to be that tall. So this doesn't impede traffic visibility at all?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Are there any other questions about the fountain?
Oh, plant box.
Oh, plant, well, okay.
Yeah.
Fountain with no water, just plants.
Is Jerry coming back?
No, he's himself.
Yeah. Oh, from this, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you looking for approval?
I just wanted to bring it to the committee and see if there's any comments. They have made an application. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to see if the community wanted to comment on it before we issue a permit. Mm-hmm. This is the one in that
application. Are there any more comments?
If the fountain isn't maintained, if they stop watering it or they stop refreshing the plants
They'll have to remove it. We have a maintenance agreement that we put with the permit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think we have to take a vote. You heard the comments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I'm fine with that, yeah. Any other comments before we let Bill go? Okay. Thank you. And now we're going to move on to...
Can you see Jerry outside? Can you send him back in?
The Jerry CUP for... allowing continued operation with no change to an existing cell site. Elliot?
That's actually, I think.
Oh, it's.
From staff.
Oh, from staff?
Yeah. Staff gives a
staff
report first.
Yeah.
So you have before you an application for a conditional use permit renewal, PLN 2018-00053. It's for an existing cell site. The cell site is located within a 276 square foot lease area that is within a greater 100 acre property. There's two other cell sites on this particular property. So this permit was due for expiration. There's no problems that the county is aware of with the site. So this is really a formality and opportunity for review and identify any issues that may have come up with the site that the county may not be aware of. If there are no issues, then staff would recommend that your committee recommend approval to the East County Board of Zoning Adjustments. I'm here for questions, and the applicant is here as well.
Okay.
So there was a similar CUP for another site on this property a couple months ago. Okay, it's a very similar site.
It's very similar. There's three on this site, and they're all small. They're within the property. I think this is the closest one to the street.
Okay. Okay.
And any comments on it?
No comments? Do you have any comments, Fiona?
I really can't see. If you have to drive by and scrutinize to find it, I don't think it has a problem.
Yeah, it blends in pretty well. And they made it less... obvious several years ago, they consolidated two to one.
Okay.
So I believe the council is fine with the cell site and the continued operation.
We should take a vote.
Recommend approval.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So four ayes, so.
Thank you.
It's fine. okay, so I guess now we're going to move on to the approval of minutes for October 17th. Do we have any corrections for these minutes?
Okay.
If there are no corrections, I move we approve the minutes as is.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Four in favor. And now I move we adjourn.
Hang on. Henry's here.
Yes.
Do you have any reports on the railroad or... The big Sunol thing is next.
I'd be happy to. I thought I missed my opportunity.
Well, you missed
the big Sunol thing is next Friday. Ario has some tickets down there because I got some for myself.
Yeah, I don't know how
We stay out of the tickets. Yeah.
How does that, that's the question. How is it determined how many tickets are sent to the community and who gets to distribute them? And I've never understood that. Ariel seems to have some insight in that, but I don't. Is there some?
We've tried different ways over the years, and Ariel has worked out the best. Right. As far as tickets,
mm-hmm. How many tickets do you allocate for Sinol? 400 for Sinol?
It's your train. That particular run of the train.
So Ariel has 400 tickets to dole out somehow.
Yep.
Well.
And I don't know if he does it first come, first serve, or whoever slips in $10 on the ticket. I don't know. That's we've had a bunch of different ways to do it. I mean, it was a grandmother's club or something at one time that distributed the tickets, and that turned into a disaster for various reasons. That was one of the years was when we had about 600 people on the train because of counterfeit tickets.
Yeah.
Somebody took the tickets and made extras. So the train was super packed that one year. We haven't had that problem since Ariel. But once again, I know he puts out some sort of email message that people are supposed to contact him.
Really?
And he distributes the tickets once he gets them from us.
It's sort of a secret.
Yeah.
Yes, a secret society of who gets tickets. That's what I was asking.
I think, we had the same discussion last year at this time, too, that, if you guys want to do it, if you've got a better way to do it, that's, you need to figure that out.
Have you ever tried mailing tickets out to people? Because I don't know if the same people are getting.
How am I going to decide who gets them?
Okay.
Because
for newcomers that obviously don't know people in Sinol, I find it hard that they'd be able to figure out how to get tickets.
Even the people who have been here many years don't know how to get tickets.
It's not.
Because I've only lived here for 3 years and I don't contact Ario.
So yeah, I don't even know whether Ario does email.
I don't know.
I've never gotten an email from him. And he doesn't do text because I've texted him, he doesn't answer. So you have to actually call him.
You have to call him. And then you have to have an old phone book to get the phone number to call him.
Huh.
So,
okay. Well, maybe we could take that up for discussion sometime down the road. Maybe
for next
maybe
year, I guess.
We give the town the train. What the town does with it, that's up to the town.
Okay.
Right?
Understood.
We can't be in the middle of.
Got it. No, I get it.
No matter what, somebody's going to be unhappy, and I'd rather.
I get it.
Be happy with us.
Okay.
All right.
For the. But it brings up that, your train is the first night on Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the way till New Year's, right, we'll be running those trains on at night. And so there will be the, commiserate traffic issues, we're lucky it's still late enough that 7:30, train time out of Sinol, that at least the Niles Canyon Highway traffic has died down usually by then. I know our people who have to come from Niles up to Sinol between the trains, it can take them 45 minutes to get from Niles up here. So, traffic becomes an issue. But the other reason I came tonight, too, was to remind everybody that next year is our big sesquicentennial celebration. That'll be running from pretty much from May through September. We're homing in on what that's going to be. There will probably be a big weekend event in May, the May 10th, around that time, which is Gold Spike in Promontory, so we'll be working with that. There'll probably be an event in June, but that'll be pretty much, we hope, completely in Niles. July will be a big event, and we haven't picked a location for that yet, but that we'll be running trains on Fridays, on Saturdays and Sundays for that. One weekend a month will run Saturday and Sunday, right? And those trains will be special trains because of special locomotives and things and special fare prices. And we tend to go all the way out to the Long Road. So those trains will traverse through Sonoma.
To Verona?
Some of the events are diesel powered, but most of these will be steam powered because we're actually bringing a special steam locomotive in, the only one left of its kind, and it will run here for the next year. A visiting locomotive. And it's got an unusual name. It's called Skookum. It doesn't have a number. It's a name. Skookum. Skookum. Which is an Indian.
Where does it usually live?
Well, it used to originally live up in Eureka. It's been up in Oregon. We rebuilt for the last 12 years.
12 years, wow.
Right? It was the last running steam locomotive for lumber in California. And they had an accident that ran off the tracks and laid on its side for 50 years because it wasn't worth picking up. The gentleman who owns it picked it up. Spent $1.7 million repairing it. And it'll be running here. It's unusual because it's what's called a Mallee. It's got two sets of engines, basically, two sets of steam drivers, right? So it's like two locomotives in one, which is similar to our Clover Valley number 4 that we run. Right, so it's a big locomotive. It's a good looking locomotive. It has a tender. It looks different than all our others. It's a big deal.
Cool.
So we expect to have Saturday runs, pre-sold, and people will come from all over the country to ride behind it. In July event, we're going to bring our Krauss Maffei German locomotive out and reintroduce it to the world that has not run in 50 years. We will be bringing that out. We've got people coming from all over the world to ride behind that locomotive on this weekend. So another big meeting will be happening. We're going to try to run as many of these events out of Niles as we can. Like I said, we'll probably start in Niles, we'll take the train all the way to Brown Road, and come all the way back. Right? So minimal impact to Sonoma. 5 minutes we're passing through. There will be some events that are based in Sonoma. The Niles Canyon Artisans are working with us. I think it's you kind of contacted me about setting up other events. So as soon as we've got our schedule right, then I'll be working with you. Same thing with the Niles Merchant Association to try to push these events out. We want these to be community events, right? So you guys can capitalize on, on us bringing these people in as much as possible. So things in the gardens, events, whatever. So everybody will remember that.
Cool.
Okay.
If it doesn't all burn down before.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that little update. And I just want to remind everybody that we won't be seeing you guys until the new year in January. So have a happy holiday. Mm-hmm. And I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.